you know, it's one of the things we love about the program is that it brings together people who normally don't come together. And a lot of times our volunteers end up with a life-changing experience because they connect with an immigrant that, you know, they would have never met, and they really form a deep friendship. And when you form those deep friendships is when you really learn a lot about people's lives and the realities and the struggles and what they love and what they bring here. And so, and a lot of the volunteers end up becoming pretty big advocates for their students because they do begin to love them. And oftentimes our volunteers know how to navigate our very complicated systems, which for someone from a different country is even more complicated.
And of course, you know, the volunteers are in it for the long term. It's not just dropping in for a weekend or a week. And so you really do develop those personal relationships.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing your students twice a week for, you know, average of a year. Some of our volunteers have been with their students for 7 or 8 years, and they're, you know, it's a part of their life.
We have really been focusing on the impact of Latino immigrants because of all of the discussion about building a wall and stopping immigration from the south, and also the plight of people coming from those 7 countries listed by the Trump administration as being part of this ban. But there are many, many other countries that are represented amongst the immigrant community. I mean, how many different countries are you working with in terms of the people who are availing of your services?
Yeah, we work with people from over 60 countries, so all over the place, and they all, you know, come with their different set of cultural values, and some are more fearful than others right now.
Well, what is the overall impact in the immigrant community, whether it's people who are directly impacted because they're from a country that's on a list, or maybe they're not from one of those countries, but are they feeling some type of impact?
Yeah, I mean, it's all across the board. Some people are you know, in hiding right now and really scared. Some people are depressed. Some people are angry. Some people are like, hey, whatever, you know, I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing. So there's really a range of emotions right now. I think what, you know, the common theme is a lot of folks are not sure kind of who's on their team these days. And, you know, they've obviously seen that a large portion of the country is pretty anti-immigrant. But luckily, you know, Boulder is a mostly welcoming place and people are friendly. But I still encourage people to, hey, when you see someone who looks like they're not from here, smile at them, say hi, because that makes the guards go down really quickly. And a lot of people just kind of need that right now because they're not sure who's for them and who's wants them out of the country.
The Intercambio has been around for many years, long before the election in 2016. But how have you as an organization been responding or been impacted by recent events?
Yeah, so some good things we've seen is we've seen a huge increase in the number of volunteers, which is great. So a 250% increase in the number of people wanting to come and volunteer. So that's been awesome. The community is activated. There's a lot of people who've said, oh, I've heard about Intercambio for years, and then the election happened, and now I'm ready to do something. So that's really good. The downside is we have to do a lot more in the immigrant community to make them feel welcome and safe. And, you know, last night we were visiting all the classes and talking with folks about, you know, knowing their rights and knowing that, hey, the community here is really supportive. The mayor, the sheriff, the police chiefs, you know, everybody. We've got some really strong immigration attorneys here, really strong immigration rights group here. So, you know, we're trying to send a message to make sure the immigrant community stays positive, but also informed. It's not one or the other.
When you have a lot of people who want to really volunteer and use their energy in a positive way, I mean, that also presents challenges for an organization. I mean, what is your message to people who are listening, who want to maybe jump in, get involved? What are you looking for? What is the most helpful volunteer energy that you could deal with right now?
Yeah, so it's interesting for Intercambio because we have kind of different volunteer needs. Our volunteer needs kind of ebb and flow because what happens is we have a list of people waiting for English classes, especially the one-on-one classes. And oftentimes our waiting list is a lot bigger in Lafayette and Longmont than it is in Boulder. So really what we need is volunteers who either live in Boulder and are willing to go to Lafayette or Longmont twice a week, or who live in Lafayette or Longmont. Right now we're pretty inundated with folks in the city of Boulder who want to teach immigrants in the city of Boulder. And that'll change in the next couple months. But for right now, we've had, you know, 250 volunteers come to us in the last 2 months. And a lot of those are from the city of Boulder. But that being said, we're also looking at different ways to integrate people who can't teach twice a week. So if you can't teach twice a week, we don't want you to be scared away. We still have information sessions that you can come to and hear about different opportunities we have available, and are piloting new ways that you can connect with immigrants once a semester instead of twice a week, which is like a part-time job.
But that East Boulder County is really where you have a lot of the need.
Yeah, that's where our waiting list is a lot bigger at this point.